What's up, everybody? This is your boy, James Motivates, and we're here for another episode of the James Motivates podcast. So I switched the title again. Please don't get mad at me. We're going from hashtag for the culture, we're switching that, and we're going to go to the James Motivates podcast. That's what we're going to do from now on. So to reiterate, you're here with the James Motivates podcast. I appreciate you all for stopping by, lending me your ears, lending me your hearts, lending me your time. Let's get to it. I don't want to waste no more time. So, this is going to be about what is the cost of doubt? Again, what is the cost of doubt? When we doubt ourselves, we create this barrier in our mind which instills the idea that we can't. So I'll give you an example. Today I went to the gym and I had this idea or this doubt in my mind that never in my lifetime will I be able to bench press, I think it was about 235 or 45 pounds. In my mind, I put this doubt in my mind. And since I began weightlifting or exploring the field of weightlifting in high school, I never tried that weight. However, today I just so happened to be in the gym. I'm like, you know what? Bump it. I'm going to go for it. Why not? What do I got to lose? As long as I'm doing it in a safe manner and I'm making sure that I'm doing it the right way, I have nothing to lose. I can either fail or succeed. So I throw 245 pounds on the bar. Boom, nail it. Never in my life did I believe that I would do that. Never. But I did it. To go back to the notion of what is the cost of self-doubt, the cost of self-doubt is your own success. It is who you truly are, who you've buried deep within yourself that we're all searching to find. The idea of self-doubt takes us away from who we truly are, the best version of ourselves, the supreme version of ourselves. It's like when we doubt ourselves and we doubt our ability, it's similar to taking everything that you want to accomplish out of your life, putting it in a coffin, and burying it 6 feet deep. Now, there's a difference between self-doubt and failing. Failing is an attempt at success. However, you did not reach that goal. So therefore, you have lessons to learn to achieve that success if you choose to. But on the other side, self-doubt, that's just stopping you from the whole process. That's stopping you from even giving it a shot. That's stopping you from testing yourself. Steel sharpens steel. You want to get better, you got to test yourself. You want to get stronger, you got to throw on more weights. You want to get smarter, you got to read more books. Want to get faster, you got to go outside and work on that. But when you allow self-doubt, like I did, when we allow self-doubt to plague our minds, the cost of that is keeping the lion in the cage. The lion will rattle. The lion will roar. We'll all know it's there. But we will never know the full potential of that lion until it is released from the cage. But only this time, we are in control of that key. You have the key. I have the key. to our supreme being, the supreme version of ourselves. We have the key to that. We know what to do. But we allow self-doubt to keep that key away from the cage. We have buried it. We have walked away from it. Some of us may even have forgotten about it. But when we take the time to reflect, and when we take the time to prognosticate what we want for our future, those thoughts can come back. Those thoughts of that sport that you wanted to dominate, that idea of that business that you wanted to start, that feeling of, I want to reach out to this friend, or I want to mend this relationship. The thought of, I want to do better in school. I can do better in school. I'm capable of doing better. Those thoughts run in the back of our minds. And I can say this with confidence because we're all human. And deep down inside, to some degree, we all want what's best for ourselves. So when we have this idea of self-doubt, when we have this idea of, I don't know if I can do it, I challenge to ask yourself, what is the cost of that self-doubt? And what can you potentially gain if you say, you know what, forget that self-doubt, I'm going to go for it 100%. What can you potentially gain? And then juggle the two. Does the cost outweigh the gain? Does the gain outweigh the cost? And if it does, if the gain outweighs the cost, and 10 out of 10 times it usually does, we should go for it. Forget self-doubt. It only tames the lion. Let the lion be free. That's all I got for you today. Appreciate you checking in with us. Well, with me, because I'm here by myself. I'm sitting here going crazy, right? Appreciate you for checking in with me. Let me know what you think about today's podcast. I'm trying to do one again once a week. I'm getting back into the swing of things. I'm going back to the gym, taking care of myself. I'm trying to get back into being consistent. So bear with me. But again, thank you for your time. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears. Thank you for your hearts. I sincerely appreciate it. If you like it, please share with someone. Let them know, like, yo, this is some dope stuff. It's not going to take up too much of your time. But again, this is a James Motivates Podcast. We switched the title. We are no longer hashtag for the culture. This is now the James Motivates Podcast. I appreciate you for tuning in. See you next week.